This call is being recorded.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, sorry, he keeps cutting off here. Again, this is a recorded line. Okay, now did you have the street address of where you did spray the Roundup?
Okay, so my address is, the address where it was used was 5520.
Okay.
That's Cavalcade Street, C-A-V-A-L-C-A-D-E.
Okay,
Houston,
perfect. Okay.
Oh, you see the street address, is it?
Yes.
Okay,
perfect. All right, yeah. So you said that was 5520, let's see here, Cavalcade Street, Houston, Texas. Okay, Houston, Texas. Is that right?
Yes, Houston, Texas, 77026.
Okay, great, perfect. Okay, and was there an apartment number?
16.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and do you know if anyone else at home sprayed it, or was it just yourself?
No, it was me spraying it.
Okay. Okay, how old were you at the time when you did spray it?
I was 27. I was 27 years old when I sprayed that.
Okay. Yeah, and how many years were you spraying the Roundup?
I used that Roundup for some years. I think I used that Roundup for about 5 or 6 years, something like that.
Okay, about 5, 6 years. Okay, and had you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more within those 5 years?
You mean like in a row?
Just in total.
In total, yeah, it was way more than 10 days.
Okay. The phone that we're speaking on, is this a smartphone?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Now, I am required to ask, have you ever been diagnosed with HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis B or C, arthritis, diabetes, lupus, Epstein-Barr, an organ transplant, or another cancer requiring chemotherapy besides this one?
No, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And did you have any family history of cancer?
No, ma'am. No family history of cancer.
Okay, sounds good. Okay. Now I see first name as J-A-S-M-A, last name E-L-Z-Y. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. And did you have a middle name?
My middle name is Latroy, L-A-T-R-O-Y, Latroy.
Okay, Latroy, L-A-T-R-O-Y, is that right?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, did you have a suffix on your name?
No.
Okay. And can you confirm your gender for me?
Confirm what?
Your gender.
My gender? Oh, male.
Okay. Perfect. And your marital status?
Single.
Okay. And what was your date of birth?
07/25/88.
Okay. So that was July 25th, 1988. And your social?
437-715-3353.
Okay. Can you repeat that one more time? I got 437-717-553, is that right?
No, 437-715-353.
5353.
Yes.
Okay. 437-715-353. Is that right? Okay, perfect. And how did you learn the connection between Roundup and your diagnosis? Was that on TV? Did your doctor let you know?
No, I was taken to the hospital for it, and they ran some tests on me. They did a blood test, a urine test, or an MRI. They did a CT scan, everything.
Yeah.
They did a biopsy.
And is that where they told you that it might have been Roundup?
I'm trying to think. I don't think they told me at the hospital.
Okay.
They didn't tell me that it might have been the Roundup at the hospital. They just, at the hospital, at the hospital, they diagnosed me with cell lymphoma. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Okay. Okay. No worries. And do you know when it was that you found out that the Roundup was the one that caused those symptoms?
I think I found out about that back in like around 2022, yeah.
Okay. Around 2022. Okay. And what's your height?
5'9".
Perfect. 5'9". Do you know your weight?
210.
Okay, now I don't see an email address on your file here. Do you have one that you use?
Yes, J-A-Y,
mm-hmm.
E-L-Z-Y, 24 mm-hmm. @gmail.com.
Okay, perfect. Again, that was J-A-Y-E-L-Z-Y, 24 @gmail.com.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And this 832-342-0814 phone number, this is your mobile phone?
Yes.
Okay, sounds good. Okay, so I know you mentioned you used the Roundup for a couple years. Do you know how often you would spray it? Like how many times in a month, for example?
I probably spray it once or twice a week.
Okay. Again, that was for like 5 years?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. And did you spray the Roundup for at least one full year before your diagnosis? Again, I know this is redundant, but I am required to ask.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so when did you start spraying the Roundup? Around what year?
I started using this around 2015.
Okay. Around 2015. I'm assuming like beginning of spring.
Yeah, something like that. I can't remember.
Yeah, no worries.
It was kind of like summertime. I think it was around June.
Okay.
Like around June.
Perfect. Around June 2015. And the very last time that you sprayed Roundup was that.
That was around March. That was like March 2022.
Okay. Okay. So that'd be about 7 years that you used the Roundup then.
Yeah.
Okay. And then why did you stop? Was that just because you started feeling those symptoms?
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm sorry again to hear that. What are some of those symptoms that you had to go through?
Say again?
What are some of the symptoms that were caused from the diagnosis?
I was getting rashes around my neck area, on the right side of my neck area, like real, real bad rashes on the right side of my neck area, right the right mm-hmm. side of my arm, everything. So it was a bunch of rashes.
Yeah. Yeah, of course. Do you remember how it was that you sprayed the Roundup? Was that with like the hand spray that it comes with or the backpack?
It was the backpack. Both. It was the backpack. I used both the backpack and the hand spray.
Okay, both. Do you remember what kind of Roundup it was? I know they have the concentrated that you have to add water to or the premix.
Let me see. Was it the... I know it was the Monsanto. I don't know if that one is the one you had added the water to, or it's been so long ago, but the brand name was the Monsanto.
Okay. Okay. And did you use any protective gear when you were applying it? Any gloves?
Just gloves, yeah.
Okay. Some gloves. And where did you apply it at home? Was that the backyard, front yard, both?
Around the backyard, around the side of the house, around the backyard and around the front, so both back and front.
Okay, and the sides too?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Do you know if there was a water well anywhere near there?
You said water wells?
Yeah, water well that might have, you know, been contaminated.
I have a water hose, a hookup on the side of my house. I don't know about any wells, but I know I have a water hose hookup on the side of my house.
Okay. And do you know, have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides, benzene or Agent Orange?
Oh, my God.
No.
Okay. Perfect. Okay, now I am going to do some math on here with you. Let's see. I see you sprayed it once, twice a week. Would you say you sprayed it maybe, I'm not sure, let's say maybe 10 times a month, including a small touch-up?
I say about 8 times a month.
Okay.
8 times a month.
About 8 times a month. Perfect. Assuming you used it this year. 96. Okay, and then you said you sprayed it for about 7 years?
Yes.
Okay. So it looks like you probably did those touch-ups about 672 times. It sounds like a lot, but with all those touch-ups on the backyard, front yard, does it sound somewhat accurate?
Yeah, I guess. I guess I never actually done the math with it.
Yeah. Sounds like a big number, but I can imagine over 7 years, all those touch-ups, they add up.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, and then I don't remember, did you say it was the concentrated or the premixed?
It wasn't the orange one. It was the brand name was the Monsanto, so it's been so long ago, I can't remember if it was the concentrated or the mixed. I can't remember which one it was.
Okay, let's see here. Do you know what the bottle looked like? Was it the green one or was it white?
The white. It was the white one.
Okay, let's see here. Okay. Oh, yeah, it looks like this one is usually pre-mixed, so it's ready to go. Does that sound kind of accurate?
Yeah, kind of.
Okay,
yeah.
No worries. Do you know where it is you bought it? Maybe Home Depot, Walmart?
I purchased those at Home Depot.
Okay. And do you have any purchase information, any credit card receipts, anything like that?
No, not of late. It's been so long ago, I didn't keep up with any of it.
That's okay. Do you know if you still have any Roundup in your possession?
No Roundup in my possession, no.
Perfect. And have you ever smoked?
As far as, like, tobacco?
Yeah, nicotine.
Yeah, I've smoked nicotine before.
Okay. Do you know how many years you did smoke?
Not long. I only smoked for about 2 years, and
okay.
It wasn't around the time that I was using Roundup.
Yeah, no worries. Okay, so about 2 years in the past. Okay, and are you currently employed?
Yes.
Okay, great. What's your current employer?
My current employer is...
Mm-hmm. Just the name of a company. Okay. InnerScope, you said?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Let's see here. Where is that based in?
Houston.
Okay. Let's see here. Okay, is this Hearing Technologies?
Ma'am?
Is this InnerScope Hearing Technologies?
No, this is InnerScope Landscaping.
Oh, I see. Okay, no problem. Okay, I don't seem to find an address, but I'll just put Houston, Texas with a note on there. Okay, and you said this is landscaping?
Yes.
Okay. Have you lost any time away from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
Have I lost what?
Any time away from work.
Oh yes. I lost time away from work at the time. Mm-hmm. At that time, I wasn't working at Interscope. Then
okay.
that's my current employee. That's my current employee.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so at your past employer, how long was it that you were unable to work because of the diagnosis?
I was not able to work about almost 180 days, almost 6 months.
Okay. And that was because you were getting treatment?
Yeah, that's because I was getting treatment. I had the rashes. I had the itching and everything, and I could not. And they were reoccurring rashes, so that's why I had to go ahead and go to the hospital for it.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know, was that the same year that you were diagnosed that you were unable to work for 6 months?
Yes, same year.
Okay.
2022.
Do you have any military background?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you ever been involved with any other lawsuits, filed for disability or workers' compensation claims, or filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Okay, perfect. And other than any minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Yes, in the past.
Okay.
In 2008.
In 2008, may I ask what the crime was?
Assault.
Okay. So do you know the diagnosing physician? Do you know the doctor's name who diagnosed you?
I don't have a primary care physician. I can look through my email and try to see what doctor it was. Just give me a second. I can get that information for you.
Take your time.
Okay, so the doctor's name was Dr. George Carl.
Okay. You said repeat that one more time.
George Carum. Last name is Carum, C-A-R-R-U-M.
Okay. I see him. George Carum. This is in Houston, Texas?
Yes.
Okay. Perfect. Just 1 second. Bear with me. Okay, and how else has this diagnosis of the lymphoma impacted your life? Do you still have any current side effects?
No current side effects at the time.
Okay, that's good to hear. How about any mental tolls, and stress, anxiety, anything like that?
Nothing current.
Okay, that's good to hear. Do you have the medical records that indicate the cancer diagnosis and type?
Say again?
Do you have the medical records for this?
For the diagnosis?
Yes.
I do have them, but they have to be like down inside my in my paperwork that I have to probably take me a while to go through. I do have them, but I don't have them now with me.
Okay, that's okay. We don't need them right now. It just does help if you do have them and are able to provide those. Okay, now for the medical treatment, what was the name of the hospital?
It was Methodist, Houston Methodist.
Okay.
6565 Fannin Street, Houston, Texas, 77030.
Perfect. Houston Methodist Hospital Medical Center, let's see here, and it's, 6565 Fannin Street?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and was this the same place where you got treatment?
Say again?
Was this the same location where you got treatment?
Yes, that was the same location I got treatment.
Okay, so you got diagnosed and treated in the same hospital?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, makes it a little easier on my end. And when did you start the treatment? I know you said you got diagnosed April 2022. Did you start that same month?
No, I started in September.
Okay.
It ended in September. I started April 15th, 2022, and it ended in September 2022.
Okay. Perfect. And you said it was April the 17th?
15th.
Okay. Okay, one second. It does ask for their phone number. Okay. Seems like I did find it. Okay. Now, I know you mentioned that was it chemotherapy that you went through? Was it radiation?
Chemotherapy and immunotherapy.
Okay, chemotherapy and immunotherapy. Did you do any surgeries or stem cell transplants as well?
No surgeries.
Okay, that's good to hear. Okay, just one more second. And what was your primary address as of right now?
My primary address as of right now?
Mm-hmm.
My mailing address is the same address where I was spreading the Roundup at. But my home address, I live in a different apartment now.
Okay.
But my mailing address would be the same.
I see. Okay, just one second. Okay, this was the 5520 Cavalcade.
Cavalcade, yes.
Okay. Right. Is it just a different apartment number now?
No, it's the same apartment number.
Same. Okay.
Yeah, it's the same apartment number. So that's my mailing address, and my family still lives in that home, but I live in a different, elsewhere now.
Okay. Okay. Now, we do request an emergency contact just in case something happens or we are unable to unreach you for an extended period. Does anyone come to mind?
Yes, you can reach my mother.
Okay, perfect. Okay, what was your mother's name?
Lisa Bennett, L-I-S-A, B-E-N-N-E-T-T.
B-E-N-N-E-T-T?
Yes.
Okay, and what was her phone number?
My phone number is 346. Let me get my mom's number real quick. Hold on one second.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, no, her number is, that number is 832.
Mm-hmm.
749-1193.
Perfect. 832-749-1193?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now, I do want to verify some information while I have you on the line. Again, that address is 5520 Cavalcade Street, Houston, Texas, 77026, apartment 16. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. Your first name was J-A-S-M-A, middle name Latroy, L-A-T-R-O-Y, last name L-Z-E-L-Z-Y. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And then I have your birthday here is July 25th, 1988, and social 437-715353.
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay, now what I am going to do is set up a DocuSign. It does take just a second. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
Yes, that's signing documents, like e-signing documents, right?
Yes, perfect. Okay, so this is just giving the law firm permission to go ahead and pull your medical records. Do you want this in your email or your text?
You can send it through email. Well,
okay.
You can send it through either or is fine because I have to just go in and DocuSign. Yes, just send it through email. It'll be better through email.
Sounds good. Okay, looks like everything mapped out correctly. Okay, I just sent that. If you can pull up your email and let me know when that comes through, that'd be perfect.
Okay. In a second, just waiting on it to come through. I haven't gotten it yet.
Okay. Let me see here. Again, your email was jayelzy24@gmail.com?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, I just resent it. It should resend a notification. If not, I can send it to your text messages if that's a little
Yeah, just send it to my text messages. It'd be better.
Okay.
I guess. Because I'm not getting it.
I know that one tends to be a little quicker, too. Just 1 second. Okay, now I sent it. Did you see that? Or not yet.
Yes, I got it.
Okay, perfect.
So I have to, it automatically signs, right?
Yeah, you should just click on those yellow ones and it'll fill out the form or that field for you.
Okay, 1 second. Okay, I just finished it.
Let me see, 1 second. Okay, perfect. I did just receive it on my end. Perfect. So I want to congratulate you on taking the first step here, Jasmine. I will send you a text notification as well, okay? You can definitely save my number. It'll be coming from my direct line. If you have any questions, any concerns, anything at all, really, that's exactly what I'm here for. I am here to help. If you have any case related questions, it'll have the attorney's number on there as well, but I wouldn't recommend reaching out within the next 48 hours as it does take them a second for them to receive those documents and file them. Okay. So I'll just wait those 48 hours. They'll be calling you as well to verify your information. It'll be a super quick call. That is going to be when they receive the documents. And besides that, thank you so much for your time, Jasmine. I hope you have a great day, okay?
Thank you. You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.